Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. President Donald Trump has warned that there will be a big price to pay for the suspected chemical attack in the rebel-held town of Douma in Syria. Medical sources in Douma say at least 70 people were killed in the suspected attack, with suggestions that chlorine or even sarin might have been used. Chris Butler reports from Washington.
The US State Department has made clear that there will be some type of response if it's shown that Bashar al-Assad's regime is responsible. It's likely that that would mean military action, and President Trump appears to have little doubt that this was a chemical weapons attack and that Syrian forces were to blame. In a series of posts on Twitter, he called the country's president Animal Assad and demanded that a safe passage was opened up to reach the area, both to get medical help for those injured and also to verify exactly what has happened. He also criticised not just Syria, which continues to call the claims a fabrication, but also the country's allies, Russia and Iran.
Pressure groups in Mali have accused the army of executing 14 detainees in the central town of Diura. They belong to the Fulani ethnic group. Our Africa editor Mary Harper reports.
A spokesman for Mali's main association for the Fulani ethnic group accused the military of carrying out summary executions. He said Fulanis, who are nomadic people, are often falsely accused of being jihadists. Relatives of the dead said the men had nothing to do with extremist groups. The military is trying to clear central Mali of extremists ahead of elections in 3 months' time. This week, the rights group Amnesty International said 6 people found dead in a mass grave in central Mali had been arrested by the military just 3 days earlier.
Specialists are trying to defuse a massive unexploded Second World War bomb in the western German city of Paderborn. More than 26,000 residents, including several old people's homes, have had to be evacuated for the operation, which was delayed when some people re-entered the 1.5-kilometre exclusion zone. Police are using drones and helicopters to monitor the area. The British bomb, weighing more than 1.5 tons, was discovered a week and a half ago in a residential garden not far beneath ground level. World News from the BBC.